It is certainly very common these days that we're getting letters, emails, phone calls about adding a name. Rachmana litzlan, somebody is hurt, somebody is sick, somebody never has the coronavirus. We're getting calls that we add another name. And so I want to suggest that we add another name to something we talk about all the time. And that's the word achdus. We all talk about achdus. It's probably used in every single speech that happens. Certainly these days we hear it all the time. Achdus and achdus and achdus. And I want to suggest that we add one more name to achdus. And we make it achdus shlema. Not just achdus. When you wish someone a refuah, you don't say refuah, you say refuah shlema. Why? Why do we do that? We do that because we understand you want the person to get completely better, not partially better. You want to make sure that they don't get the same disease again. If, God forbid, it's an operation, they get it all. Refuah shalema. The same thing I say we should do with achdus. Let's call this now achdus shalema, a complete achdus, not just now during this crisis, but far after the crisis is over. Let's see what we can do now to propel this word and make it something which is ongoing forever. You know, I'm a dreamer. I've always been a dreamer. I try to dream about the way things could be. And so I was dreaming the other night about a time when everyone got together. Every organization in the whole world got together for one cause. Of course, I was thinking about a fact that Israel, of course, which is so close to us in so many different ways. And they have a parade every year, the Israel parade. And I know that it's a controversial parade for a lot of people. And I understand why. I really, really do. But I had this dream. And in this dream, unfortunately, the state of Israel, the people of Israel, were in a very bad situation. Who would have imagined 3 months ago if someone would have told you what we're like today for Pesach, everyone making Pesach in their own home, shuls are closed. Who could imagine it? Well, I imagine in this dream, Israel was really an eitz tzara. And everyone agreed they had to get together, and this Israel parade was going to be a time when everyone could come out. It wasn't going to be political. It was just a time when everyone could come out. And so I went to every organization, everyone I could think of, and I said, this time, let's do it. Let's make a float, a float called the Achdus float. And on this float, we have a little banner. And it would say, Achdus, Baruch Hashem, it's about time. And on this float, we had every organization that you could think of. People from YU and Stern and Mira Yeshiva and Lakewood. Hasidish groups, Chabad, Turo, Chaim Berlin, Torah V'das, Tel Yeshiva, the Merkaz Arav. Organizations like the OU and the OK and the Kuf K and the Star K, the Young Israel. We had Ner Yisrael, we had Aguda, we had Neshe, we had everybody. It was the largest float ever in the history of the parade, and people were so happy. But then I woke up, and I realized it was a dream. But what a beautiful, beautiful dream it was. And I said to myself, could this dream ever become a reality? What do we have to do to make this a reality? Because, you know, when I look at Achdus, and I look at what Achdus is about understanding. It's about tolerance. It's about compromise, halacha compromise. And it's about forgiveness, saying, I'm sorry, or I was wrong. When I talk about the Torah world, I don't want to talk about what does it mean exactly what someone wears. And Torah world to me means that we believe in Har Sinai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe on Har Sinai, and he transmitted it, both the written and the oral law, to Bnei Israel. We believe in Shabbos, and we believe in Kashrus. We believe in Mikvah. We believe in Limud Torah. We believe in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. We believe in all the things that we hold true as Torah Jews. That's what I mean by Torah Judaism. And when I think about it, I say to myself, I remember in my early years as president of the Orthodox Union, going to see a very, very well-known Hasidish Rebbe. And I came to see him, and he asked me, "Tell me," he said, "why did you come? What's the purpose?" And I said to him, "Let me tell you why I came. I came because I miss you, and I'm lonely, and I'm frightened." He put his head down, and he looked up at me, and he said, "And I miss you too, and I'm also frightened." And so we started a relationship. But it was just wonderful, the concept of two Jews getting together, because they realized how important it was to have this camaraderie between us, Torah world. Rav Soloveitchik would always talk about the fact that the Shlosh Regalim were so important because it was a way for people to get to see one another. When did a Jew in the Galil meet a Jew in the Negev? A Jew in Yerushalayim and a Jew in Lud. When did they ever meet each other, get a chance to talk to each other, get a chance to know each other, get a chance to find out where they're really special? You know, I always loved the Purim story. It's such a great story, maybe one of the greatest stories that we have. Jews who were literally were on the deathbed. They had a decree already that they were going to be killed, and everything changed overnight, and they were able to vanquish their enemies. But of course, we all know the fact that Esther says, "Lech kenosis kol Yehudim," go gather all the Jews. She didn't say what they were and who they were and what they wore. Get them all together. But the thing that always impressed me the most was by the end of the story of the Megillah, the story, the pasuk that we read, "V'dover shalom l'chol zaro," that after it was all over, they had already defeated the enemy. They had what they wanted. Could you imagine a land of Persia where the queen is a Jew and the secretary of the state is a Jew, an Orthodox Jew? How proud you would be to be in a place like that. What a great place. And yet at the end, "V'dover shalom l'chol zaro," we say it out loud because Mordechai had to work so hard to make peace. Because you see, it's easy to make peace. It's easy to have shalom. It's easy to have achdus when things are terrible. We always get together, don't we? We always get together when things are terrible. The trick is, of course, are we going to have achdus when things are not terrible? Because, God willing, this will end. It will end. We hope sooner than later. We hope it ends in a minute. We mispalel every day for this to end. But it will end at some point in time. And the question is, all this wonderful feelings that we had, all this great unity and this achdus that we have, is it going to continue? Or will it be business as usual when it's all over? You see, we have a choice. We have a choice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have achdus. It's imperative that we have achdus. And the question is, how do we have achdus? Is it by love? Or is it by crisis? Or by danger? Or by tragedy? Or by corona? We all remember when the Nebuch, those three boys were killed in Israel, how we all got together. And it was an incredible, incredible experience, but how long did it last? What happened when it was over? You see, of course, there are organizations where people get together, and these are organizations that have a common denominator, a common theme where things are not going so well, and someone has a sick child, or there's someone who may be a developmentally disabled child, and we get together and we should support, and they're wonderful organizations. But these people are getting together because they have a commonality. But what about when there's no reason to get together, just because we love each other? Just because we're Jews, just because we're Torah Jews in particular, and we have so much in common. I remember reading once in Sefer Yeshayahu, when the Navi Yeshayahu is looking at all the people who are coming back to Israel, and he says, "Mi ele ka'av te'ufena v'kayonim el arubo sehem." Who are these people, these clouds coming back? These doves coming back. And Rav Kook asked the question, why do we need two examples? And he explained so beautifully. The clouds, they have no choice. The clouds are taken by the wind. And eventually they're coming back. But the dove, the Yonah's coming looking at its nest, looking for its loved one. I remember Rav Lau explaining it to people once at a meeting that I had, a federation, saying to them about Aliyah. So how are you going to come, he said to them. Are you going to come like the cloud, or are you going to come like the dove? The cloud, he said, Rav Lau said, my family were generations of rabbis. And of course the clouds of the Holocaust came and took us to Israel. He says, but how do we want to come to Israel? Like the clouds or like the dove? And that's the question I ask. How do we want Achdus? Do we want Achdus to be because it's a cloud that comes and there's a terrible tragedy, a terrible crisis that we're in right now when we feel it? Or is it going to be because of the dove, to Yonah, coming back and saying, I want to have Achdus no matter what? Because believe me, Hashem yearns for this. He wants it. He longs for it. Don't we, as parents and grandparents, live to see our children love each other and care for each other? Is there anything better than knowing that your children are taking care of one another? Nothing is better than that as a parent and a grandparent, a great-grandparent. Nothing is better than that. And Hashem is looking down and saying, that's exactly what I want. I'm yearning, praying, and hoping that my children will find a way of coming together. I remember a friend of mine who lost a parent, a friend whose parents were Holocaust survivors, and he had one brother, and he and his brother didn't get along. They didn't get along, and I came to the Shiva house, and I couldn't believe it. These parents who did so much, who lived through the Holocaust and finally had two children, and they don't get along, and who knows what the reason, I don't even know what the reason is. It doesn't make a difference. Because I really think if you look at the mitzvah of Kabedas Avicha V'Esimecha, how do you honor your parents? How do you honor your parents? The best way to honor your parents is to show concern for one another as siblings. Nothing is more important. And that's why now when we're living during this crisis, we have to think about this. But from another point of view, from a macro point of view, forgetting the crisis, look at the world that we live in today. A world that has about 7.5 billion people. And what are we? We're nothing. We're 15 million people. 15 million people in a world of 7.5 billion. And if you want to know a statistic, look at the Muslim world. There are 1.6 billion Muslims. Their average age is 23. Our median age is 36. They're going to be 25% of the population. What kind of world are we giving our children? Doesn't look good. So what is the Haftacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us? God tells us in Pashas Bichu Kosai. He tells us something very interesting. He says, 5 of you will defeat 100, and 100 will defeat 10,000. For Ratfu Mikem Chamisha Mea, Umea Mikem Rivava Yerdofu. How is that possible? 5 into 100 is a 1 in 20 ratio. 100 into 10,000 is a 1 in 100 ratio. How come the numbers are changing? And Rashi tells us, because when we get along with one another, when we care about other, and we stick together, we have tremendous power, and the power multiplies like an earthquake. You know, when you read about an earthquake in the Richter scale, you want to know it's a 7 and or a 7.1. There's a major difference between a 7 and a 7.1 or 7.2. If we get together, if 5 of us could defeat 100 and 110,000, maybe 1,000 could be a million. And 10,000 could be a billion. We don't know the numbers, but it's exponential. God is giving us, that's a haftacha that God gives us, that if we follow Achdus, that if we do it, then afterwards we're going to present a world that our children could live in. And why is it I talk about the Torah world? Yes, I'm talking about everyone, but specifically the Torah world. When we say in our davening, Osa Shalom B'Ramav V'Yasa Shalom Aleinu V'Al Kol Yisrael, God, in your heavenly abode, you find a way of making peace. Make peace Aleinu V'Al Kol Yisrael. First make, who's the Aleinu? The Aleinu is us. You and me, Torah Jews, we're the Aleinu. Because, you see, once we have peace, once we have Achdus, the rest of the Jewish world will have Achdus. Because God has found a way to make Achdus in the heavenly abode, even though we know that the Malachim have one single purpose only, and there's a Malach of Chesed, and there's one of Emes, and there's one of Eshem, there's one of Mayim, and one of Shalom, and one of Din, And yet, he has found a way of making them all get along together, love each other, care for each other. That's really our goal. Our goal has to be to do that. How do we find a way of bringing this achdus? So what do we have to do? What do we have to do to make it work? Let me suggest, do not rely on organizations. Individuals make the change in the worlds. Let me give you some suggestions that I have, that I think should be, we should think about it now while we're in the crisis. Now we're right in the trenches. We should think about what are we going to do to make sure this lasts, that this achdus is not just an achdus, but it's an achdus shlema, that it will never, ever change again. Why don't we start to take rabbanim from different communities and invite them to come to various communities? And I think it's important to do that, not to raise money. People come to raise money all the time. I don't want to see people come to raise money. I want to see a modern Orthodox shul bring a more Haredi rabbi, and a Haredi shul bring a more modern Orthodox rabbi. Let them see that there's Torah. Let them see that we have so much in common. It would be a beautiful thing to keep changing communities like that. Make an Achdus Shabbos. Invite everyone in the community to come from all the different shuls. We live in a terrible polarized community. Everyone davens in a shul with people who are exactly like them. Exactly. They think like them. They act like them. They look like them. They're the same age. Let's try to find ways of breaking that down to change the barriers. And let's have Torah projects for our kids. It's so important, I think, that our kids could have Torah projects together. In communities, you have shuls or schools put out this parsha sheet. Why not have high schools get together, all the boys' high schools, whoever they are, get together on a Thursday night or a Wednesday night and try to put out a little bulletin for the community, an Achdus book showing what the parsha is. Let the girls do it in their school. Let them meet each other. Let's find a way of letting our kids meet people who are a little different than them in the Torah world. I was thinking about having a fair, a tzedakah fair. All the boys who get bar mitzvah and all the girls who get bat mitzvah. Let's let them come to one fair where they could all meet and let them have shiurim on tzedakah. Let them understand what tzedakah is, but let them meet together and see what they're doing. Let them each talk about their projects. Let's break down the barriers. We've got to find ways of bringing people together, not in their own little cloistered world, but let them expand their boundaries. If they expand their boundaries, they're going to see that there are wonderful people who are out there. That's what I think has to be done. And I think it's extremely important. You know, I tried a project that failed. But I thought it was a good idea. And now, as here we are right now in this crisis, and I think about it, I hope in Yitzhak Hashem I want to revive this. I did it with the help of a wonderful young rabbi, Rabbi Isaac Rice, an incredible Talmud Chacham, an incredible person. And he worked with me on a project. We were going to put out a Haggadah. How appropriate to have this Haggadah. Halavai, we would have been able to do it, and it would be out this year. And we called it the Achdus Haggadah. And we had a tagline, for one night, every Torah Jew will be on the same page. And what we did is we went through a list of different rabbis. We came up with a list of 100 different rabbis from all different parts of the Torah world. And then we sent a letter to them. We sent it out Federal Express, and in the letter that we sent, we basically said the following. Dear Rabbi, one of the greatest strengths of B'nai Israel is when we come together in Achdus to study Torah. We've taken on a very simple project, but one that could be very profound. Our goal is to publish a new Achdus Haggadah, which contains Divrei Torah from over 100 Torah leaders and scholars worldwide. Let us forget about politics, power, kavod, the color of our shirt, the size and material of our kippah, our relationship with Israel, thoughts on secular education, and all the other artificial barriers that separate the Torah community. Imagine every from Jew sitting around the Seder table with the same Haggadah, reading the same Divrei Torah. What power can be generated by such an experience? What nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I tried it, and I sent out this letter to over 100 rabbis. I know they got it because I sent it Federal Express. I got a few responses. I didn't get as many as I wanted. And then I dropped the project because I didn't think it was all that important. But now, as we sit here today and I realize what's going on, I'm thinking about now, maybe starting it again. This time I'll do it different. Maybe we'll make more personal visits. But we'll sit down and we'll make sure we have, and we gave every rabbi a list of all the rabbis so they could see who they are. And what's the idea behind it? The idea behind it is to make a project that's a wow. You ever see a project that's a wow? You open the book and you go, wow, look who's in this book. Look who's in this Haggadah. Look at the spectrum of the Jewish world. Look what they've put together. Divrei Torah from everybody on all sides, all within the Torah world, all within the banner of what Torah is all about. What a wonderful thing. Maybe next year we'll have a Haggadah like this called the Achdus Haggadah. I want to end with an unbelievable article that I saw many, many, many years ago, written by Rabbi Emanuel Feldman, former rabbi in Atlanta, Georgia, the editor of the Tradition magazine, a brilliant person, a great thinker. And he wrote an article in the Jerusalem Post. And he wrote an article because he had now seen. He thought of this and he says the following. I thought of this recently when I saw a Jerusalem real estate advertisement that read, "A home for every hashgafa ideology." It listed various homes in different neighborhoods, ranging from Hasidic to Haredi to modern Orthodox, to secular and beyond. Whatever a person's ideological, theological requirements, this company had a neighborhood to meet those needs. You see, he said, for if a person lives in a neighborhood where everyone is identical, that means he never has to engage anyone in a serious discussion about his way of living. Could you imagine? Everyone agrees with everything that you say. If my next door neighbor wore a black hat while I wore a colorful knitted yarmulke, what might happen? Would my children be ruined religiously by the knowledge that there are others who are different? And if my neighbor observed the Shabbos while I did not, would that leave a black mark on my soul or his? And he goes on to talk about this, how we're so pigeonholed and how we live in a world where we judge people by what they wear so quickly. We know exactly who you are. And he said, what a wonderful thing it would be if we opened up our minds a little bit more and our hearts a little bit more to understand what Achdus is all about. And then he ends with such a powerful statement. We all know why the Mashiach has not yet appeared. The chances are that he's actually here, waiting at the gates of Yerushalayim. But he can't enter because he doesn't know what kind of garb to wear. You see, we think we want Mashiach now. We want Mashiach today. We're talking about it more and more and more. Mashiach, we want Mashiach. And he says, he's here. Don't you understand? He's here. He stands at the gates of Yerushalayim. He's ready to enter. And in his suitcase is a white shirt, black trousers, a colorful sweater, a sport jacket, a long black kapata, a black hat, a multicolored kippah sruga, several different styles of shtreimlich. But he prefers to travel light, and he can't enter with his burdensome wardrobe. So what he does, he waits. He's waiting for us. We're not waiting for him. And so he waits. He waits for us to decide what he should be wearing and for us to decide what worldview we'll be following. But once he makes it through the gates, he carries in his hands the text of his own real estate ad. Home is available in the new Mashiach Ben David community. Regardless of Hashgafa, come as you are. All are welcome. That's how he ends the article. How beautiful, how incredible. So here we are, and let me end with what I started with. Let's add one more word to Achdus. Let's make it Achdus Shlema. Let's start to say to ourselves right now, while we're here in the midst of this crisis, let's say when it's over, we're going to find ways of making sure this Achdus lasts. It's not going to stop because the coronavirus stops. Halavai, it stops every this minute. But when it stops, and when life gets back to semi-normal, let's remember, the strength of Bnei Yisrael is Achdus, but it's not Achdus, it's Achdus Shlema. In Yirtz Hashem, that should be our goal as we pursue our Chag, beautiful Chag of Pesach, and next year, sitting there with the Achdus Haggadah in your hand, a wow, you'll say, remember last year, remember how wonderful it is this year, sitting here with my Haggadah, with my children and my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, my brothers and sisters and neighbors, and sitting together, all together, biyachad. That's our goal, but we could achieve it if now we say we want Achdus Shleima. So let's add another word, just like we've done, unfortunately, for people who are sick. Let's add one more word, Achdus Shleima. When now on, when you talk about Achdus, say you want Achdus Shleima. And if we do that, all of us together, the power of our tefillos will be heard in the heavenly abode in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I wish each and every one of you a Chag Kosher v'Sameach.